Hello, Choo Choo.
Hello, Darren Harvin. Choo Choo.
I just can't help myself. How you doing, Choo Choo?
Not too bad, Monkey Boy. You know what, Darren?
What?
Well, I was walking down the street, and there was this man.
Yes.
And this man, he had a very scruffy shirt.
Yes.
Ripped trousers.
Yes.
Old shoes on.
Old shoes.
And a dirty hat.
And a dirty hat.
At first, I thought it was you. And then...
Thanks a lot. You swine.
He'd got this guitar with him, Darren, and he was singing this song. He was going, when I was young, life was so magical, a miracle, beautiful, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So I said,
I think I know what's coming.
That's Supertramp. Oh, thanks, mate.
I knew that was coming, you Wally. Does it get any better?
Yeah. I phoned because I want to tell you all about my first love.
Your first? Oh, Jesus. Yes, come on.
And, Darren, I haven't told you about my first love. We haven't edited this one.
Oh, God. Go on.
I met this lovely girl.
Yes.
And Anna. On our first date.
Yes.
I met her off Facebook.
Oh, no.
So she didn't know what my voice was like until we met her.
I bet that was a shock.
Oh, she was lovely. She's a redhead.
Yeah.
No hair, just a redhead. And we went on our first date, Darren Hartland.
Yes.
To London town.
To London town.
Yeah. And they had them old double-decker red buses.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got them in London. And you can go sightseeing on the double-decker bus.
And some of them are topless as well.
Well, this one wasn't a topless one. I wished it had been, actually. More sights to see. But, I would have got a London Eiffel.
No, the Eiffel's in Paris.
But the London Eye, and then a London Eiffel.
I've got all eyes. See, I stop him for days.
So I'm on this bus, and we're having a lovely time around London, just on this bus, sightseeing. And Darren,
we were
on the bus holding hands. Which wasn't easy because she was upstairs.
Pillock.
But we had a lovely day, and I thought, being as we're sharing Valentine's stories today, I thought I would share that one with you.
Oh, thank you, Choo-choo.
It's okay. And I had one more thing happen this week, Darren Hartland.
Yes.
I put on my battleship grey.
Yes.
I put on my battleship grey suit.
Yes.
And I went outside, Darren Hartland.
Yes.
And I fell over and I hurt my...
This program is reversing.
Choo-choo, you promised me you wouldn't tell that story.
It's a very unusual place to have a bandage.
Yes.
So I've gone out because I was going to go to the fish and chip shop.
Yes.
Yes, we do have fish and chip shops, if you're listening, Angel, in England.
Oh, we invented them.
And yeah, so I was in the fish and chip shop, and I bought some pie and chips.
Yes, oh God, I tried to.
And I took them back to my house.
Yes.
And as I went to eat the pie,
yes,
there was a maggot in it.
Oh, God.
So I thought, I don't really fancy that. So I took it back to the fish and chip shop.
Yes.
And I said to the manager, I said, "Oh, Mr. Manager, I said, look inside this pie. There's a maggot." And he had a look and he said, "No, it's not. It's fat." I said, "Oh, no, it's blinking fat. Is that all the meat?" So, anyway, then, to make matters worse, I went outside the shop.
Yes.
And this guy, well, he mugged me, Darren.
He what, you?
He mugged.
Oh, he mugged you. He mugged you.
He took my wallet.
Aww.
And he ran away.
No.
So I ran after him.
Yeah.
And I ran past the bread shop.
Yes.
And then he ran past the paper shop, so I ran past the paper shop.
Yes.
He ran past the cake shop, so yes. I ran past the cake shop.
Yes.
Then he ran past the butcher's.
Yes.
So I ran past the butcher's.
Yes.
I eventually caught him by the cobbles. And I said, "Now, give me back my wallet, because if you don't, I can do karate."
Uh-huh.
So then, you know what happened next?
What happened?
He beat me up, Darren.
No!
Yeah, he beat me up.
Oh, but you can do karate.
Well, he never gave me a chance to take my shoes and socks off.
Goodbye, choo-choo.
Bye-bye, choo-choo!